The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host. Hello, feedback. Scotty, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. That's their system, but it'll clear up.
Okay.
Just fight through it. It'll clear up. It should only last a couple of seconds. It don't always do that, but sorry about that.
Cool. No, you good. Okay, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave Penn, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is Monday, January the 11th, 2016, and we have a live show for you. And I want to thank you all once again for listening. And of course, before we get started with the show, as always, we have to support the network that actually brings you Black Tando Radio Show. That is Black Talk Radio Network. Everyone, please tell everyone you know, your friends, your family about Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So important that we do that so that we can maintain what we do have and grow what it is so that it can better facilitate your needs. It's one of the few and only actual networks, one of the few and only networks that we still have in existence that actually is there to bring what you need and is dedicated to primarily to you, where you are first. You and your community and your family is first. Everyone else wants to talk about us. No one wants to negotiate with us, because we need to actually support all of the institutions that are sincere in nature in developing our overall economic, political, social, cultural, and individual self-determining direction. So, everyone, please tell your friends and family about Black Talk Radio Network, and if you're able to, please make monetary donations, make donations of your time, make donations of your professional experiences or expertise that you may have that can offer, that you can offer to Black Talk Radio Network, and you can do that by reaching out to Black Talk Radio Network and letting them know, Scotty, know what it is that you can do. So that would definitely help to maintain, because what we don't support, we always lose. And one of the things that we thought that we've lost a lot of things in the past is because they weren't organically grown or nurtured or developed by us in general. They were propaganda machines, or they were organizations that were put into place solely for the purpose of deteriorating our power and also sabotaging our ability to come together. You know, some of the large name organizations with all the funding and everything else, those organizations, a lot of them were put together. They weren't even infiltrated. They were sabotaged from the very beginning, from their inception, from their overall creation. They were created to actually have a malevolent agenda against us, and because we didn't put this together from the ground up, it was easily deceiving the people. And that's what we have in a lot of organizations. I won't say any of the names. You know what they are. They're the ones that are always heard from and everywhere, and wherever there's a bunch of mics from the mainstream media, you can tell those are the organizations that have been put there in order to be invited to actually have those press conferences, and actually to be invited not by the press but by those that want that coverage to be made known, because it sets an agenda. This is Black Talk Radio Network. It is for you and by you, and it's so important that we support this ourselves. Also, go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook while we're still there. getting things situated here, getting more stable here in Texas. So as that happens, we're going to be posting primarily out of Black Talk Radio Network, and our Facebook page will be a very, very minor one. But we still post here now. But check out some of the articles that we have posted there. And while you're there, give us a like. If you have any messages or questions, you can definitely send it to us there. And I will get to you as soon as possible. And on the Facebook page, that's Tando, T-H-A-N-D-O, T-H-A-N-D-O radio show. We have there posted with some of the things that the articles that I thought were relevant, some of the ones that Brother Bragg has thought were relevant. Some of the ones that Brother Davis thought were relevant are all posted there. Actually, Scotty can post there, and CC also. Some of the things that they find some things that are relevant for you guys and posted there. So that's where we post things, and we also talk about what we have coming up in the coming shows, and also we would have any guests or anything that we would have on there. So. With that being said, let's take a look at what's in the news for today before we get into today's live show. But let's do this. Let me tell you what today's live show will be all about. Then we'll get into the news, and then we'll jump right into the show. I think that would be a better way of doing it. So today's show is Monday, January the 11th, where we're going to be talking about today, the first hour of the show. We're going to be talking about drafting women into combat service, and I believe this is nothing more. We talked about this before, then the next step in the depopulation program. And there's an article that's here that's posted inside of Tando radio show that corroborates and validates that. And we need to really talk about that, for especially for those of you that have young women in your family. And it's not just the fathers and the mothers of the young women. If you're the uncle, if you're the aunt, or if you are the brother, or you know, someone within the family, the grandfather, grandmother, or even if your younger sister is, you know, within the family, and she's of age that men would be able to be drafted into the military, you need to hear this show. It's all about our young people, and it's all about our overall maintaining our culture and our overall existence. Very, very important. So we're going to be talking about the depopulation program that I believe that this is all about. We're also going to be talking about Executive Order 13603 and what that is all about. I believe I like to say, commonly refer it as the slave edict. Well, I won't say the edict because the edict comes from the first, but a slave directive. That's exactly what it is to me, and we'll be talking about that. And unsecured investors. What is that? How does that play in today's world? And a lot of you are unsecured investors, and the most, you know, seen way in, but you may not know that. Your unsecured investors is something that you do, regularly every day or every week or, regularly. And that would be having a banking relationship. If you have a banking account, of any kind, you are now no longer a depositor. You're a unsecured investor. So we need to talk about that. And then in the second hour, we're going to be talking about how to make ready, how to prepare, so that you'll have the options that those who haven't prepared, you will have those options. We're going to be talking about that today, and that's today's show. So before we get into today's show, let's take a look at since Friday, which was the 8th. Let's take a look at some of the articles that we had posted there that are very, very, and to me, I thought they were relevant and something that you needed to know about. So let's take a look at some of those that are there. Let me scroll down a little further, and we can get right into this. Okay. The first one. No, not there yet. One second. Almost there. And there's some very, very important articles here. It was a lot, but there's some very important ones. Well, we take this one. This one happened after the Tando radio show. This was posted in by fabweb.org. NASA, it says that NASA claims dozens of advanced civilizations collapsed before us. Take a look at that article. Very good one. Basically, they tell you everything, and they tell you what they're going to be moving towards. And it's a, you know, really good something that you need to think about. Why would they be saying that? Because they are saying this because one of the things that I know from my historical studies in these different organizations is they have to tell you before they do something. and they don't have to come out and tell you directly, but they have to tell you in so many different ways, and it's actually telling you, it's a 16 or code that they have, and they follow it to the T. They tell you before they do everything. The key is you just have to know the language. So this is what's there. And then Brother David said, nothing is permanent except energy, which is spirit. Very true. And this is some of the things that they give you a heads up as to where they're going. If they're telling you these things, that they, that means that they put into place actual agendas and programs so that that can be facilitated. So they're telling you that we can do this and we're going to continue to do this. And that's so important for you and I to know so that we don't play the game on their field. If we continue to play by their rules, then they will rule. So check out that article, really good one. Next, this is a another important one. It tells you pretty much of where we are as we speak right now, just evidence of the collapse that is spreading. This one comes from abcnewsgo.com. This is from one of the mainstream media outlets, which I don't like to really, you know, use or anything, but some every once in a while I'll just, you know, do it. Oklahoma cuts public school funding by $47 million. And this is going to have an adverse effect. Why is this happening? Not only is it going to happen there, it's going to happen throughout the country. There was last year, around April of last year, they came out, Congress came out and said that they were going to be cutting $7 trillion in aid to public schools and to the social, the assistance, the governmental assistance program, the social assistance program. That's everything from Medicaid, that's everything from Social Security, that's everything from schools, and that's everything from your roads and everything else. They were going to cut $7 trillion from the budget in the company when they actually start to make their major cuts that they've already had. Now, I want you to really think about $7 trillion. They've already admitted, which we know is a lie, that the actual debt that the U.S. is in, the national debt, is around $19 to $20 trillion. That means that, take a look at it, they're almost going to be cutting a third, or almost, well, almost is darn near, probably they're going to actually be cutting, no, it's half, because if they say it's $7 trillion that they're going to cut, they always add $4 or $5 trillion, but in actuality, they're probably going to cut $15 trillion dollars from everything, because the national debt is far, far beyond $20 trillion. It's far, far beyond $20 trillion. So check out that article. Really good one. Says a lot, and it really tells you where we are in the economic collapse within the common person's economy. And this is going to have an adverse effect on your everyday way of life. Next. We have, this is, comes from the superstation95.com, and this is going to, has everything to do with the Baltic Dry. And then the Baltic Dry Index was saying that this was the case, and this is one of the things that we need to talk about, and why is it so important. The Baltic Dry is basically any goods that are shipped, any goods that are moved across the world by shipping from one country to another. And, you know, all goods, not just, you know, the dry goods, but anything that gets on a ship is a part of that overall algorithm of what's going on. Now, this is very important. It says, historical first, North Atlantic empty of cargo ships in transit, all anchored along coasts. This is critical. This is a critical indication of where things are. If no goods are moving, that means that there is going to be a shortage of goods from pretty much everything. This is really, really critical. It's something that we need to really pay attention to, and not of the, a lot of the things that they put in mainstream media to divert us in as a smoke screen. This is something that is very critical, because if no goods are moving, then there's no supply. You are going to have a built-in Black Friday situation from the lines to the shortages, and of course the overall fighting that takes place for goods, especially for people that aren't prepared. You need to really be ready for this. This is something that is not something that you should ignore. So check out that article that's there, really get to understand and know what's going on there. Next one we have is comes from WashingtonBlog.com. And it says, future economic history will probably call this period the beginning that began in 2007, the longest depression. And I would say, you know, I really think that in hindsight, they're going to look at this and they're going to really wonder. Well, my commentary was this. I think historians will say, with the hindsight being 2020, what was the everyday person thinking and doing instead of preparing for the collapse they were actively living in? This is why I said here, keep a journal of today's current events, because we're truly living in historical times. Your journal will be priceless. And I'm glad Tando Radio Show listeners will be the writers of history, because you're preparing to seize the future. Just do what you can and continue to prepare. I think it's really, really important that you keep a journal about what's going on in our historical times right now, because that journal itself will be priceless, as we said earlier. But more importantly than that, you definitely prepare, because it's just like you. When you look back at different things in history, with hindsight being 2020, you would say that they should have done this, they should have done that. Well, that could be the same said for the general population here right now. All of these indicators are here, all of these clues, all of the truths, all of the evidence is here that you're going through an economic collapse if you'll just look and really take notice to it. And it don't look at the facade of what's no longer true. The momentum is moving towards the collapse and is not going to stop. And the most important thing for you to is to prepare yourself and your family for that before it happens, because once it happens, there's no going back. And this is where history, the writers of history, will be so important, because of their overall preparation, they will be able to write history instead of being written about in history. So, so important. That's where we really need to change our overall perspective and position in things that happen around us. We need to be the writers of it, because we've conquered it and won. We don't need to be defeated so that others write it up for us. Next article, really good one, comes from Yahoo. Campbell Soup says it's going to support mandated labeling, especially for GMOs. And I said, you know, this is a commentary, but this is true good, but they can expect to be attacked like Chipotle. I don't trust them or any, nor their deceptive false promises. Just, you know, that's just me. And who knows, Campbell Soup could be sincere, but I doubt it. But it could be, because I know one of the things that they always do is they try to gain your trust, and then garnish your trust from there, then they destroy you because of the blind allegiance and the false sense of security that you've had in them. Blind faith is always the first step to genocide, the first misstep to genocide. So could Campbell Soup be sincere? Yes, it could be, but how would you really know? How would you really know? They could put GMO labeling on a couple of their items, but then other items within their goods could be actually GMO, or they may just put some of the things, you know, and hide within the rest of the stuff. So it's so important that we move to a position to where we have to be self-determining, where we create our own food, and that way we will know exactly what is there, what is made of, and where it comes from. And we be the dictators of our own historical and economic future. So check out that article that's there too on Yahoo. Next is going to be kind of long, because we got a couple that we need to talk about real quick. This comes from the Daily Mail. Europe is falling apart. Trojan horse trip plays into the agenda. Will the EU will collapse first, followed by the US? That's my commentary. This is from the Daily Mail about some attacks that have been going on throughout Europe. If they're true or not, I mean, I'm not saying either way that they are. I wasn't there. I don't know. But I just know that the refugee situation is going to be pushed out the world globally, because it destabilizes the people. They want to destabilize the people. They want to destabilize you, but you won't know what's really going on. It'll be responded to things, that are a part of their overall false flag. This is definitely, manipulated in a part of the overall control mechanism. They are going to have refugees displaced and then have that instability move throughout Europe and throughout the world and in the United States, because that brings real destabilizes the overall balance of the culture and what's going to happen, especially when different events start to happen. They can have a boogeyman to blame things on, and they would be the actors of it all. This is the perfect stage for false flags, and they are going to be rampant in the future here because they're such an effective tool. Next we have, this was something that was sent to me from my Forex account from FXCM. And they talked about margin requirements changing because of the volatility within the market. I'm telling you, everyone, they're going to change the margin requirements, and the last thing you ever want as any form of an investor is a margin call. And this is what's going on throughout the world right now. You're getting different margin calls. This is what pushes people out of the market, sell their position, and they lose everything depending on how much they're leveraged against their position. And basically, you know, in the market, you don't have to always put up. Let's say if you buy, a particular stock, and you can own that stock and gain the benefits and the profits from it, but without you having to pay all out for it. Well, when you do that, what happens is that at some point, and there's always at a time when you're not ready, they may have, and you may be leveraged, 50 to 1, 100 to 1. So you may only have to put up $100, but in actuality, you owe $10,000. And then they'll come in with a margin call and say that you have to give up $10,000 before the close of business, and they'll call you an hour or two or 3 hours. Hopefully, you get a 3-hour call, but you don't always have to get a 3-hour call. They can call you 1 hour before you get by the close of business. You better settle this out and pay us or lose your position, and you lose everything. So very, very important that you understand that this is going on globally as we speak, and it's all a part of the manipulation from the market of investing that they created. This is one of the things with the casino never loses. The house never loses. This is why they make you think that you got a free drink, a free room, and everything else, and you really have mortgaged and have put up against leverage everything that you own. And when they want to take it, they will, and there will be nothing that you will be able to do about it. So important that you understand that. Okay, next we have, this was a real good one. My man Scotty sent this to me. The rapper posted it there in Tando that was, went into the, we're going to talk about this a little bit later, went into the bank to withdraw $200,000. We're going to come back to this and talk about this as unsecured on the back. Very, very important that we understand. You can actively see it happening now. It's not just, David was talking about it on Tando, talked about by one of the guests on Tando Radio Show. You can actually see this playing itself out, and they will lie to you and make you come up with all sorts of things other than what the truth is. What the truth is that whenever you deposit cash into the bank, it's no longer yours, it's theirs. And you need to understand how that works and why it's working is because they're going to collapse your economy. And they're going to take everything that you work for in the near future if you don't protect yourself accordingly. Next comes from, we want to keep moving along. Next one comes from Bloomberg. This is the bond insurer sues Puerto Rico to stop revenue division. This is real, really, really important. Puerto Rico has already defaulted on January 1st on roughly, I think it's around $40 billion. But this is going to continue to work its way out into where it's going to be more defaults, and when Puerto Rico completely defaults, because Puerto Rico is totally insolvent now. Totally, totally insolvent. There is no coming out, regardless of how many assets or how great Puerto Rico is because of all of this. This is why they're going to go into default, because the creditors want that for themselves. They don't want the people or anyone else gaining from those assets, those resources, the greatness that Puerto Rico offers. This is why, this is how you steal it from people. You make them go into debt and then they lose everything. This is an old tactic that we fail to understand is being waged against us daily. And it's something that happens throughout the world. This is where the sovereignty of Puerto Rico will be lost, and it will lose all of its resources from that it has. And it has a vast amount of resources, and all of those will be spoken for by the creditors. This is what creditors do. They're not giving you a loan for you to pay them back with just some interest. They don't care about cash because they made it. What they care about is taking energy and seizing assets.
Brother Dave.
Dollars. This is all the time. Go ahead, Scotty.
I mean, you know Puerto Rico already a colony.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a colony. So, I mean, they've already stolen the land, or been stealing mm-hmm. the resources, but I mean, they don't even have the protection of a. Could a state go bankrupt if they had been a state? They don't let states go bankrupt, do they? I don't know.
Well, yeah, a state has bankruptcy protection. They can do a Chapter 9 bankruptcy. See, Puerto Rico can't do that because it is a territory.
Exactly.
Puerto Rico is saying that they can.
A colony.
They can. Yeah, right. They can do they want to do the same, have the same bankruptcy protection as the other states. And see, what the creditors is doing in this case, because you're absolutely right, Scotty, but what they did in this case is that they wanted, because Puerto Rico is tied into the direct, pensions of everyone here in this country, what they was is it was one of the dominoes that they wanted to fall, because it will knock over other dominoes and will keep the perpetual motion of the collapse.
Wow.
Where everyone will lose everything, because you're absolutely right. Puerto Rico has already been spoken for, it's already been colonized, it's already been taken. But what they want to do is they want to use it economically, because they've got this system of economics in place, and everyone has such a high. Everyone is so tied into it and have such faith in it that everyone buys into it. So this is how they catch everyone in their net. This is like herding everyone for slaughter. They are actually leading all of the sheep to slaughter. And this is what's going on here. And this is why Puerto Rico is so important, because when Puerto Rico goes, it will be the fourth largest sovereign wealth fund to go bankrupt. Ukraine defaulted on Russia at the beginning of this year, that was the fifth. Puerto Rico is the fourth, and it's going to continue to get larger and larger. So yeah, that's what that is really about. Okay, next we have comes from sovereignman.com, which is one of the websites I really, really enjoy, and I think you all should definitely check this out. This article, a lot of people check this out. The Federal Reserve network collapsed by 33% in 2 weeks. Read this article, very, very important. I would say anytime Sovereign Man's article is posted there, and if you don't have it already, you should be following it yourself. And it's basically, once again, is more of the evidence of things that are unfolding. Next. Coming from this comes from yournewswire.com. This is Putin. Putin says human evolution under threat by big pharma, GMOs, and vaccination. Now, this is very true, but I would just say always be careful of the messenger, because this is one of the things that they will always do. They will always give you halfway truths, and they'll always project to you a good guy and a bad guy. When they're all in cahoots together. These governments are in one big fraternity against you, the general population of this world. And then what they always do, for every Hitler, they have to have someone on the other side of the spectrum. And right now, what you're seeing, pretty soon you're going to see what you need. If you're over 40 or in the 35-year-old age bracket, you remember when it was a big thing where America was known as the home of the brave and the land of the free. Now it's going to be moving towards the third right of Nazi Germany, and is going to be looked upon and frowned upon as the actual oppressors of things. And we already know that they've colonized and they've been oppressors throughout their whole time. But what they're going to do is that the freedoms and so-called liberties that the everyday citizens thought they had here, because that's what man does. Man gives you rights by law. Great Creator God Almighty gives you sovereignty by birth, by existence. And those laws that are written can always be erased or changed or nullified, or there can be an exaction waged against you. And that's exactly what's going to happen. And what they do to maintain their overall control is they break one down to build one up so that everyone will look at those that are being broken down as to say, see, that the great Babylon has fallen. And they look over here, well, this person is better, these people are good, this is who we should model after, and this is the new beacon of freedom. It's always a setup because we continue to play by their rules, and they rule. So, check out that article, very true, but really read into it, read between the lines. It's always been a setup. And until we walk away and take our energy away from the system itself, it will continue to thrive and continue to evolve in a way to maintain the overall enslavement of the general population and all of humanity in law at large. Next article, this one came from Brother Bragg. Thanks, Brother Bragg, for sending this one. Britain's banking industry to implement depositors' bank bail-in scheme, the confiscation of bank deposits. Very, very important, very true. Just was put up yesterday. Check out that article. We're definitely going to continue to look at that. They're telling you everything. Next one, this one comes from superstation95.com again. The end of the dollar. China orders banks to stop purchasing U.S. dollars. This is in Shanghai that they told in Hong Kong and in Shanghai they are starting to tell the banks to stop allowing their customers, their everyday citizens, because a lot of the Chinese people, one of the ways that they protect their wealth is that they buy U.S. dollars. They are limiting the purchases that those people can make as they go through their market turmoil, as they go through their overall currency devaluation. This is one of the other ways that the dollar is going to continue to fall as it grows in purchasing power. It's actually diminishing in overall sustainability. And this is, you know, something that we need to know, but that China is going to stop having banks, not only the deposit, I mean, the people that have their accounts or people that hedge themselves, but all of their institutions as well, and the overall government itself has been stopped buying treasuries and actually have been selling treasuries. And this is something that you're going to see spread across the whole globe. And we're going to talk about that a little today. So very important. Check out that article. Then I put another article. You just have to right-click it because it's in Mandarin. Right-click it on your mouse and then hit the Translate to English button. And that's what it's talking about there, where the people are not going to be able to buy in China, not going to be able to protect and hedge themselves with the U.S. dollar. So it's all a part of capital controls, and you're going to see that here, too. Also, they're not going to allow you to protect yourself in any other form. They're only going to make you buy bonds and the diminished debt-ridden dollar in the future. This is all a part of the capital controls. In fact, that is one of the ways that they're going to use that, because they've already instituted FATCA. So even if you're living across seas, even if you extended your American citizenship, they are going to be able to go into your bank account and say, no, you can't, you can defend, but you can't, you're still going to pay taxes to the U.S. for various reasons. And they're going to say, even if you don't live here, they're going to seize your bank account. And a lot of countries are going to get upset at this and kick the U.S. This is all part of the purging of the Western banking style. This is going to be such a burden to so many banks globally that they're finally going to kick the U.S. Banks out of their institutions. And this is the move that's happening because of the overall positions that the bank is putting them, the U.S. Government is putting them under in their wage and their bullying tactics. Economic, their economic bully tactics will be used, is going to be the downfall of the overall economy here. And let me say this, the U.S. government's bully tactics will directly affect you, adversely affect you, the everyday person, because you will be the one that will have to pay for it and will be the buyer of last resort. They will make you do it, and you will bear the brunt of it if you don't prepare for it properly. So that's what's going on next. Next, we have, this one comes from fortressblog.com, and I meant to send this to Scotty, and I tried to send it to you, Scotty. I don't know, I'm going to try to send it to you later on. Very, very good article, but you may have seen it by now, Scotty. U.S. France looted oil and gold from Libya. Very, very good article. It talks about how the State Department under Hillary Clinton was the primary driver for the looting with France, with the looting of oil and gold from Libya. Now, let me tell you why that was so important. The looting of the gold was important because one of the things that the U.S. has, a lot of people say that the U.S. doesn't have any gold. Yes, they do. They stole it from the people of the United States a long time ago, and they've been stealing it from other countries from around the world. Now, when they took Libya's gold in order to pay Chavez. Chavez was the first, Venezuela was the first country to push for the repatriation of their gold from the Federal Reserve and from the New York Fed, and they had to give it to them because they were the first ones to the window asking for their gold. Everyone, after they gave it to them, you know, the first one to the bank wins. The second person loses. And everyone after that has been asking for their gold, and they haven't been able to repatriate. Some have been able to repatriate some. Germany got some back, and some of the gold that Germany got back, they didn't get the all of their gold back from the Fed Reserve, the New York Fed Reserve, but they got Ukraine's gold. One of the first things that the U.S. did is that they sold 33 tons of the Ukrainian gold once the coup happened in the Ukraine, and that was what they probably paid Germany with, because Germany got 33 tons of gold right after that. The U.S. is stealing gold from one country and giving it to another country, and they also stole Saudi Arabia's gold out of Swiss account. This is why I'm going to talk about something a little bit later that's in play here. Oh, my goodness, we're running out of... Hey, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. It was running, got long-winded there, because it's Monday. We have a lot to talk about. But we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into the show. Very, very important show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, then hit *61, and I will definitely bring you up in queue. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. That's 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Randy, aka Dave from LA. I want to thank you all, and we're going to get back into some of the articles that we had listed because they're very, very important that you check out some of these articles that we have posted there in Tando. Next article that we have that's in the news. This one comes from Daily Mail. This is hilarious. British students, pupils taught Africans were the first in Britain before the English. Well, the truth hurts. And so, of course, you know, there's a lot of backlash to that. But we already know that that's the truth. If you're the first on the planet, then you're the first everywhere. You know, and so that's just the truth. So check out that article, pretty good one. That's there. Next, this one comes from. One second, everyone. This one comes from healthfreedom.org, and it is. Health Freedom, U.S. drops the red meat labels, new law encourages the use of GMO in meat packages. Let me tell you, there's a bunch of countries, and the Philippines is also one that's starting to require, no, Taiwan, I believe, is one that's requiring that companies no longer bring in GMO food. And believe me, all the countries that would do that, they're going to be attacked. Because it's the same corporations that are in charge of things. It's the same people that's pushing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They want their overall power globally. because it's a fascist state. The shadow government that you always hear about, the shadow governments are nothing more than a corporation. That's why the United States is a corporation. As Scotty always tells you, the corporation of the United States. And the CEO of the corporation, the celebrity CEO of the corporation that you see, is the president. But this is a corporation, and that's the fascist state in which we live in now. And so this is going to actually keep moving and developing. You need to know what it is, you know, what best serves you and your family. So check out that article. Next we have the Texas governor. This comes from The Hill, and it also within it has the Dallas Morning News article. This is about the Texas governor calling for a constitutional convention. And believe me, I talked about this summer when Texas had tried to repatriate their gold from the New York Fed. Texas is doing this, in my opinion, to move into secession and to break up the union. You're going to see this start to unfold in so many different ways. So they're looking to, the governor is trying to call for a constitutional convention, and I believe it's not that many more states that's required, because I think they only need one or two more, and then they can call in a constitutional convention and actually add on to the Constitution to what's there. And you know, that has major ramifications. So this, in my opinion, is the move, and believe me, there will be a economic, political, and all types of attacks against this. And it's all a part of the whole program of destabilizing. They want to divide and conquer, because as much as they can get the different talking points and the different groups and the different organizations spewing the propaganda and diverting our attention from what's really going on and having to respond to crises, to a crisis that they've created, and then from that crisis it turns into a catastrophe. And then from that, the wage of the burdens is so great that the everyday person will be begging for the pain to stop, and they'll accept anything, and they'll go to the very people that instituted and created the crisis and beg them for the solution. So this is what we have, in my opinion, going on here. So important that you know and to prepare for it. Next we have, and we're going to get ready to wrap this up, but there's some major stuff that we need to talk about. Next, we're going to move right along. This one comes from NNNews.com, the radioactive materials being reported released from the massive gas blowout in L.A. So there's an old radioactive meltdown that happened in Los Angeles, and I posted another video that's there, and that gas is actually, the methane gas is actually probably spewing the radioactive isotopes from that meltdown in 1959 is actually escaping into the atmosphere and making people very, very ill. And this is going to be another. They call this the BP, the Air BP, British Petroleum spill. It is going to have even more dramatic and very dire medical consequences, because the air is already filled with radiation from Fukushima, and then now it's more radioactive isotopes, and who knows what was used. They said, I think it was uranium that was used in the first rod meltdown in 1959, but it's all posted there, stuff that you need to know, especially for you guys that are still living in California. But it doesn't matter in California. Once you get into the jet stream and get into the air, this stuff has a life, a half-life that's over 600 years. So it will affect everyone. Next article. Come from the dailybeast.com. Talks about, did Pope Benedict's brother run a satanic sex camp for choir boys? You already know that, and it's so important. And this is key, because these same people still wade into the overall global and geopolitical events and things that happen, and you need to know what they're really, really all about. They tell you everything if you learn to listen. Next, Putin hits at NATO expansion, US-Europe missile shield. Basically, Vladimir Putin said that this, you know, the missile defense shield that the US is trying to put up on the eastern borders of Russia is a direct threat to Russia. This has been going on for a while, and this is going to meet, in my opinion, be the expansion of the war. Next we have, well, I gotta hurry up, getting to the show, missing it. Okay, next we have this one. This is a very important one. This comes from CNSnews.com. General Wars warns of lower combat readiness. And this comes, has everything to talk about, one of the things we're going to talk about here. General warns military will face great pressures to lower standards for women in combat. Let me tell you, this has nothing to do with equality. It has everything to do with a depopulation program. And they're telling you that they're going to be in wars, and this is the best way. And we're going to get to that in a second. And then we're going to skip over to de-dollarization. They're going to start trading in rubles for oil and gas over in Eurasian countries. Top U.S. military admiral fired for questioning Obama's purchase of mansion in Dubai. That was one that was you can check out. And this is a very, very important one. With these two right here. I actually posted the vessel finder on In Tando Radio Show, where you can see the all the cargo ships, and none of them are moving as we speak. None have been moving since Thursday of last week. No goods are being transported from around the world, not just in one part. It's not just a few. It's not just a decline in them. It's zero. None are at sea right now. This is major, and this is something that you need to know, and if you can, you need to prepare for it accordingly by buying the things, the essential things that you need. Next, we have oil. Almost broke $30 today. And I always said that you have deflation before hyperinflation. And that's exactly what's going on. And one of the things, when the U.S. sold Saudi Arabia's gold, believe me, Saudi Arabia didn't take kindly to that. And they were going to engage in an economic warfare because none of these people get along. They have different views. But one of the things with this is that right now, with the price of oil being at $30, it's directly hurting the overall petrodollar system status, which is even more, because what's going to happen if these prices are going to be so low, and the U.S. dollar is not going to benefit the way it used to benefit from the overall petro status, where every country had to have wanted to buy gas and buy oil. Now gas and oil is so low, they don't need as much U.S. dollars. And guess what? It's the perfect transformation from that currency, the U.S. dollar, to a new one. And it's going to be another one that's going to come in, and it's going to be the overall countries themselves currency. Because this is a way where they're bringing the dollar on par with the rest of the standard of living of the rest of the world. So it's easier to transfer up from there. And this is one of the tricks that no one is telling you about that I believe is key here. See, it's just like this. If you had a competition of a store and you were another competitor to theirs, if you were able to sabotage and bring their prices down to your price point, now it makes you more competitive. And then everyone else would be upset at that one company, especially if they've invested in them and they had a stake in them for the overall good. Now they're not selling as much. And now what does it do? It brings about competition and makes it easier for the individual other countries to offer or to buy their oil and their natural gas with their own individual currency. And what happens when that happens? Trade deals are made, and one of the first things that they're going to see, we don't need the U.S. anymore. We don't need their bully tactics. Look what happened to Libya. Look what happened to, you know, so many other countries in the world. It's the perfect setup for the economic fall of the U.S. economy, the everyday person's economy here in the United States. So, very telling. Then this is the last one we're going to get into this show for today. Today, the It is a government, a warring government entity that dictates the policies of the world. So they've already spoken, and guess what? They're telling Germany, you can make way for it regardless of the, you're going to have some minor crimes that there's going to be committed, but you need to take on, you have an obligation to take on, the moral obligation to take on the refugees from out the world. They're going to push this all over the countries, all over the world to destabilize it, because it's the perfect, perfect setup for the boogeyman of a terrorist act and so many other things, and they're all going to be false flags. They're going to blame it on individuals when it was actually conceived and perpetrated by the hidden hand. This is what we have going on. So let's jump into today's show. And today's show is so important. And today's show, we need to talk about, once I read the article from, and we talked about this before, once I read the article that we published about the Marine General, Joint General Kelly, from, let me pull this up real quick. One second. Women in the armed forces and how that they were going to actually, in his own words, let me open up this article and we can take a look at what he said. And what he was basically saying, let me pull up his article, it's a little slow. And bear with me, you know, the move, we have a different internet speed here. And hopefully we get that fixed relatively quickly. But let me go ahead and so, General Kelly basically warned, he said that the military will face opposition in the way of combat readiness for their overall combat units, because they will have to change the requirements for combat ready troops because of allowing women to have combat roles. They say that they're not going to do it initially, but there's going to be something that's going to be a part of it once women get into roles of combat, basically telling you that women will be in roles of combat. And basically said that the Marine Corps didn't want to go to it because it actually has been shown that it is, you know, for different reasons, that it slows the combat readiness. They were more prone to injuries, more prone to sickness, and more prone to inefficiency in combat roles when they've had combat units that have been commingled with women. Well, one of the things that's so important about this, here it is, Marine General John Kelly, commander of the U.S. Southern Command, said at a Pentagon press briefing on Friday that he believes that the future generals will face great pressures to lower the standards for women in combat in order to get more women into combat roles. My greatest fear, and we see this happening a lot over the 45 years I've been in the armed forces, is right now they're saying we are not going to change any standards, said Kelly. There will be a great pressure, whether it's 12 months from now, 4 years from now, because the question will be asked whether we let women into other roles, why aren't they saying anything about those other roles? And it continues to say that, why aren't they advising any infantry people? I guess. Why aren't they? Because they know more senior officers, he said, and he said that answered, I think it will be, if we didn't change the standards, it will be very, very difficult to have any number or any real number coming into infantry or the Rangers or the SEALs or by that business. So, Kelly, I think it will be the pressure of not providing the generals that they are here, that they are here now, but for the generals to come and the admirals to lower the standards, that's the only way it will work, that I hear some people, particularly the agenda-driven people in Washington, or in the land the way that they want it to work. Here's a complete transcript of the questions from reporters asked Kelly and Kelly's answers. And here's one question. I have a question. Women in combat, of course. This is the question. The Marines were against opening all combat jobs to women. They were overruled by Defense Secretary. The Marines reports found that the mixed gender units were less lethal, slower, and more prone to injury than all males. Talk about the way ahead of this. How can they put this into effect when concerns you have in the way in which this was done, General Kelly? I would just offer a belief, given the mission in the United States Armed Forces to fight the nation's war, I believe that every decision we make, whether it's a personal decision or an acquisition or a new plane, a new whatever widget, I think every decision has to be looked at only from one filter, excuse me, let me pull it down. And that is, does it make sense and is it more lethal on the battlefield? And basically, because we're running out of time, basically this is what we're saying. You can check out this article yourself. I would definitely read it. Basically what Kelly was saying is that Kelly, in a way, and I think, you know, he knows that having women in combat roles is not a good thing. And a lot of people will say, well, it's an equality thing, then they can't promote in the military. One of the things that's going to be pushed here, this is how they trick everyone. If they push an agenda of certain things, but with this the hidden hand that's behind it. Why would you want women in combat roles? Because when you have women in combat roles, we've already had played Bill Gates and different individuals, Ted Turner from Turner Broadcasting, what they feel about people and what they want. They want a depopulation program. They actually said it for themselves. They've actually said it in their conferences. They've actually said it to the general public because they feel that they can do that now because the people are so docile. So what is the best way to move into a depopulation program? It's through war. And if you want to go through a real effective depopulation program, you have women that you can draft, everyday women filling the ranks of those that are needed to wage this war. We're going to go for a commercial break. When we come back, we're definitely going to touch on this. Sorry, I was trying to get through this real fast. But it's something that we definitely need to talk about, especially if you have any women in your family, especially the ones that are of age to serve in military combat roles. And that is basically anyone from 18 to the age of 25, 30. And I believe that is going to be even extended to 35. Because of what's coming on in the wars that we'll see. So we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump back into this. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. 641, area code 715-3660, and the petition code is 6490-32 pound, then hit star 61. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick break.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032 pound, 549032 pound. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we are jumping into the second hour of the show, but we're going to condense it real quick because there's a lot that is, you know, the weekend Mondays is kind of hectic, but let's jump right back into the show. So we were talking about what's going on with the drafting of women. And believe me, there is a war that's going to happen. If you remember the Deagle Report, and the war that's going to happen, how many people in the population loss that's going to be projected by Deagle, which is one of the largest arms dealers in the world. And let me just tell you the significance of Deagle. This is the significance of Deagle, and would give such validity to their overall account and forecasting as to what's happening. Deagle was the actual arms dealer that the ambassador that was killed in Benghazi. That was the arms deal that he was negotiating, and his security force that was there was provided for by Deagle, by the Deagle Corporation. So this is, you know, this corporation, when they have a forecasting with the numbers that they have, is because they have insight as to know what is going on and events that's going to happen because they're actually arms dealers and sellers. So what this general is saying is that, and we know that there's going to be a war, and you think about this from a war standpoint, did we just come out of a war, and how in the war that the country just came out of, would you say that the U.S. military is, before they went into that war, are they more combat ready before the war that they just went into, or are they more combat ready after the war that they just come from? The different campaigns in Afghanistan, in Iraq. And you already know what that answer is. And you can look at the statistics of, you know, the post-traumatic stress disorder, the overall suicide rate. Every 22 seconds, a veteran is contemplating or has committed suicide. Every 22 minutes. Every 22 minutes. So now, what does that mean? That means that your combat readiness and your combat force, and not only the pool that you can draw from, have been exhausted. They've overextended themselves. And in that overextension, it's put into place the perfect scenario to have to now draft. And especially if you go into a real, first world, war, you have a combat confrontation with a first world military such as Russia and China. You know, Russia has, you know, the capabilities that Russia has and the manpower that China has with the overall technological capabilities of these things. You're going to have to institute a draft. And then now they position this, and they hid this through the exact same exactions that they did civil rights. They said, well, we want to give people some civil rights. We want to give women opportunity. See, that was the big core to destabilizing everything. And now, when they do have the next draft, they're going to be drafting our daughters. Not just some, all of them. All of them, because to fill the ranks that have been lost in order to engage with NATO is going to lose some. Germany is going to go to Russia's side. And once wherever Germany goes, France has to follow. All of these switches are going to be made. Well, remember, who was the first one to go see Putin after talking to Obama? It was Merkel and Holland. Those two countries, they're going to go. Who has a more strategical alliance with Russia now? It's going to be France and Germany, because it's where they get their natural gas from. Remember when Merkel was pissed and mad at Obama for spying on them? But see, these are all of the plays to show you that there's going to be good reason. There's plausible deniability for the agenda and the propaganda that's going to be waged. They're going to say we left because of this. But what is really going to happen is because it's going to extend the lethality of the war. And a lot of the U.S.'s allies are leaving them left and right. Philippines just signed on with the AIIB. Taiwan is starting to sign on. They signed on with. We posted inside of Japan. There's so many things happening so fast. Japan is even going to get North and South Korea. is going to realign itself. And one of the things about North Korea that nobody talks about, they have a vast amount of resources in North Korea. Vast amount of resources. Because all the resource-based countries are going to start to come together. And the U.S. is going to be left isolated. And they're going to give, they're going to accuse the U.S. rightfully so of all the things that they can. And there's going to be a global war that's going to wage on, and they're going to invoke the women here. But not only the women here, they're going to invoke women into combat everywhere. Because there's a depopulation program that's going to be in place. And these are the small events that get you there that we look at haphazardly, overlook, and say that there's nothing to them when they mean everything in the world. If you look at the article, what he said, in the future, they're basically telling you that they're going to war, and they're going to bring women in the war. And they're saying that they don't agree with it. When they couldn't come out and say the real reason why they didn't agree with it, they had to take an opposition to it. Because let me tell you why they had to take an opposition to it. They had to take a political opposition to it, not a moral opposition to it. It's two different things in nature. Politically correct is always morally wrong. They had to take a political opposition to it. Because the political opposition could be trumped by the agenda of the people. They could say, see, these are, you know, that's old, good old boy thinking and all of that stuff. Yes, it's some, you know, it's something to that. But see, but they're using that because that's the propaganda that they want to be used, because it offers them authority, where people will look at them as the actual entities within the government that mean them well. Oh, the government wouldn't do this. Where's the government? Why isn't the government doing something about it? Well, every time the government does something about it, they enslave you even more. So stop asking the government to do a damn thing. And this is how this is going to play out. And I'm really, really, this is something that I'm always, always going to be up against, because when we lose our women, we lose. We lose everything. Everything. Because a woman only has a window within a healthy childbearing years. And in today's world, with the advent of the vaccinations, the GMO foods, and all the synthetic foods, and just the overall destruction of the immune system, from Fukushima to everything else, we are not having any healthy children the way that we had before. And this is purposely done. The advent of autism is, in my opinion, is created, because that creates the perfect slave. They won't know right from wrong. They'll just know what to do, what they're told to do. They won't be able to discern in their free will. Their free will is destroyed. And this is not only is the putting women, drafting women, the agenda on depopulation, so is the vaccinations, and to destroy the thinking and the ability to dictate your own free will in the future in our children. Excuse me. When you're not able to execute your free will, your energy will be used by someone else. And that's what they want. Ways and means. Your way of life provides for their means of life. But that situation provides for the perfect, non-challenging slave. And these things go together. It's no coincidence that we have such a large, exploding community within the autistic realm. Autism is real. And it's created. It's a part of bio warfare against the general human population. So is war. They don't fight themselves. Let me ask you something. What government have you ever known that has gone to war and has been totally annihilated? 99, 100% of all of the casualties of war are innocent civilians, people that know not what the real war is all about, but they're being told to fight it at the behest of their overall decree of the government. And I would ask you, when they lose a war, what government do you see no longer in existence? So-called, they said Germany lost World War II, but their ass is still there. Japan lost it, but they're still there. But the people that actually fought the wars is gone. The families lost so much. They lost the ability to so many different things, physically. So we really need to look at it for what it is. Murder is murder, regardless of who does it. But somehow we think that it's okay for this dude to engage in murder because he drives in a big black vehicle that's called the Monster, the Beast. It has a bunch of bodyguards in the full regalia and waving and all this other stuff because they have a title, because they're a person. And a person is not a human being. This is why I'm not a respected person. I respect people. So this dude, this person, in whatever form that they want to be in, these mass murderers, from prime ministers to kings to presidents to dictators to whatever they call themselves within their overall realm, they get to go across this globe and kill millions and millions of people, and we don't even question or even have a trial for them to withstand for murder.
But Dave, can I chime in on that point?
Oh yeah, definitely. Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, you know, I did a program. It was foreignpolicyreport.org, I think it's the website. But it's starting to be reported now about the gold. Stuff you talked about on Tando Radio Show. Ask Hillary Clinton, who stole the gold, you know, in Libya.
Right.
You know, and now it the latest batch of emails from her server that she was breaking the law and storing secret information on, confirming that. Also, the reason was France's reason for jumping in was because France still uses the franc, imposes the franc on many West African nations, former French colonies. So
yes.
They still colonies.
Yes.
They colonizing them through the currency. And what we talked about on your program about Gaddafi proposing the United African currency under, backed by gold, Afro, if you want to call it, you know, what they call it, the Euro, so we'll call it the Afro, you know, and they said, reported that Gaddafi had 143 tons of gold and a similar amount in silver. So who stole the gold? Now, you know, Donald Trump talking about he hosts the FBI arrest Hillary Clinton, but he's talking about, you know, what he is talking about is going after her on is the breaking the law, you know, and not storing secret material properly, you know, but nobody's talking about going after her for a war crime, you know. Right there, man. It's right there. Yeah, it's right there. And so and not just her. Not just her, but everybody in the executive branch that plotted. And then you could throw the legislative branch because they had a little ceremony where they authorized it. And then they was acting under a UN mandate. So, like, you know, people on our station.
Wait, Scotty, I love the way you said they had a little ceremony, because that's exactly what it was. But go ahead.
But, yeah, and then the UN authorized. So who stole the gold? You know, who stole the gold? Anyway, that's all.
Yeah, and it's so important that we understand these things and see it for what it is. Why are we giving them immunity just because they write it on the paper, piece of paper, saying that they have immunity? Are you serious? Are we that gullible? Are we that screwed? We are. Let me tell you why we are. We are because they said that if you follow by our rules and play by our rules, these are the little crumbs that we'll give you, and we'll settle for that. And we'll settle for that because we've been indoctrinated to enslaving people. Not only do they do it, but the general population at large does it. Everybody wants a slave. Nobody wants to be one. As long as they're able to enslave somebody else, they're cool. This is why so many other people come into our community and take, because they may not like each other, but they know something. We can get over on them. And that's a deadly thing, because that thing, that disease is, that moral disease is contagious. And we really have to fight against that. Not only within our community, but globally. Because they're going to annihilate everyone. They are not like as shallow as, they're not as shallow in their approach to these things. They're more immoral. Because they don't understand the power of love, they just love power. And they understand in order to maintain that, they have to do some things. And by all means, they will. And at all costs, they will. And it's so important when it comes to this drafting of women, there needs to be a line in the sand that we draw and say no. No more. No more. And I'm going to tell you, this expands into Executive Order 13603. Everyone should understand Executive Order 13603. I call it the slave executive order. It's invoking of enslavement. To where? Because of national crisis, which they know is going to happen, you can be taken from whatever it is that you do, anything that you have can be taken away from you in order to maintain the continuity of government, in order to maintain the maintain the national security, under national security of the nation. And so many of us think that these people have the best intentions for us when they don't, because we don't want to look at it for what it really is. We don't want to question, we just want to get handed out. How do I get mine? And this is a deadly, deadly thing, because once you do that, you're bowing down to accept the deal and the offer that Satan has laid out for you. And you sign every deal with the devil, you the cost is you lose your soul. And it's without failing. You will live in a hell. You will live in a hell. And so now this Executive Order 13603, what does it invoke? It says under NDAA and expansion of the Patriot Act that at any time under national security via martial law or any event that happens, any person, and what they do is they try to elegantly say it, and they try to deliver it in a way where it's about stabilizing and we're protecting you, and you need to protect your fellow citizen. You need to protect, you know, this and that. So that's not what it's all about. It's really taking more power and seizing more of your individual absolute and primary rights. I mean, sovereignty. And this is how they do it. They say that whatever you have can be taken in order to uphold the continuity of government in the United States. So let's take a look at what do they mean by that. That means your bank account. That means your car. That means your land. What are you seeing a lot of throughout this country right now? You're starting to see where they're starting to seize land for people. They've been doing it for so long. And some of the land that they first want to take is the ones that have lordial titles, where they don't have to pay taxes on that land. There are very few states that still offer it, but they're still done. In order for you to have lordial titles, that means that you have to go into the stock market, into the bond market, and actually buy the bond that's on that land. And then once you buy that bond that's on that land, you don't have to pay state taxes to anyone. You own it completely, absolutely. But one of the shortcomings of lordial title with land is this, is that they could put a tank on it and reclaim it from you at any time. They could put a gun on it and take it from you at any time. And that's what you're starting to see, because right now, the United States is under receivership because of the debt default that it's going through. One of the things about compound interest is this, is when you owe and the interest starts to compound, there's no way in the world that you can ever pay it back. And what do? You surrender it. Because they say, well, you didn't pay, and then they come up with a more, well, you couldn't pay, and you say, yeah, I couldn't pay. Not even know that the whole deal was fraudulent from the very beginning. Basically, it was rights and fraud. So, from this executive order, they could take anything that you have. They can even make you work in the slave into in actual work camps. This is nothing more than they're going to expand the prison, the private prison industrial complex. They're going to expand all forms of it to where you get a ticket. They're not going to require you to pay cash. No, no, we don't want cash. You're going to serve time. You're going to serve work time. And what do? They slowly get you back onto the new plantation, the more extended plantation. And that's what they're going to do. They wrote it for a reason. They wrote debtors' prisons into place for a reason. They may not enforce it now because they know it's not time yet. What is the time? Once they start talking about the planet is overpopulated is when they're going to start to use the laws that they've written to get back.
Correction, Dave. Control. They are enforcing debtors' prison. That's the whole child support scheme.
Yes. Yes. True.
They
true.
Get around it true. Legally. Yep. You know how lawyers do. They say they getting around it legally because you're violating a judge's order. They're not putting you in right. there because you owe a debt. It's because you didn't pay and the judge ordered you to pay. So you see how the people act.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Yeah,
Scotty, you're right. I can't correct you. Scotty is absolutely right. It always has been there, and they're just going to expand it. You're absolutely right. Because, see, and then what they'll do is they'll say that they'll have you say, yeah, well, they're supposed to do that, this and that. Let me tell you something. Whenever you ask Pharaoh, or whenever you ask Caesar, whenever you petition Caesar for his aid, you're petitioning him to enslave you. So it's something that is so true, and this is going to completely expand. So now we have, let's say, a major crisis, so-called, in the United States. They can come and take, if you're a doctor, they can make you stop working at your practice or at your place of employment and have you work exclusively for them. So guess for how long, however long they deem. Under what conditions they deem. Under what terms they will deem. And they will deem it, and they'll say that because of the overall event, these are the terms and the conditions in which you have to work under. Not even knowing that that was fraudulent in nature, just like the contract that you signed for whatever was fraudulent. These people have been in this, they've been doing this for years. It's nothing new to them. All of this is new to you. Not new to them. They can't, you can't get a person that has the same abilities, that has the, is the exact same as you to invoke some hierarchy over you unless you surrender to it. And it's a psychological thing. It's a total psychological thing. They realize once the population of the planet gets to a certain point, it gets to a point where it's too many people for them to control, so then they're going to have to invoke conditions of control. And they have to do it from an asymmetrical standpoint first before they can physically do it. And they've been asymmetrically kicking our butts forever. Because we don't ask the right questions. We don't position ourselves. We don't question authority. They beat you down with questioning authority from the very first day you enter school. Like Brother Davis said, the real one of the first most important teachings of school is to get you in line. It's to tame that wild spirit that you have. Remember, a 2-year-old is wild. Let that child be wild. Because that is how they're supposed to be. You mean to tell me that the great creator God Almighty made a mistake in giving them that type of spirit? See, that's because some would say yes, and we don't even know that we challenge it by the way that we act, because man tells us what is the right way to act. So we listen to man first. And then once a child acts the way that man has with the good manners, not saying that manners aren't here, but from the standpoint of taming that wildness, then we look at them and say that they're acceptable. No. They've been they've been defeated. They've been domesticated. They've been civilized. If civilization is something that the great creator God Almighty would have made, it would have been something that's natural at birth. It would be something that you would see within what they call the wild confines of the ecosystem, but you don't see it. Everything that you've been taught was a lie. And at some point, you need to stand with the truth. At some point, we all need to stand with the truth. So, then we have this unsecured investor thing. And let me talk about this real quick. And we talked about this a whole lot on Tando. The Tando is all about getting you prepared. It's all about precious metals, health and wellness, and the global events so that you can prepare for them. It's not going to get major sponsors. We're not going to get major sponsors if we're not talking about the mainstream agenda. But if we was on there talking about what they're talking about on the mainstream, you would. Because what you did is you compromised your position to uptake their agenda. That's what a sellout is when you compromise your morality to uphold somebody else's agenda. We've all done it. But that doesn't mean that it has to be something that you continue to do. At some point, we need to wake up. At some point, we need to realize that we've been had and lied to. So now, this unsecured investor thing, very, very important. Scotty sent me a video this weekend. I think Gary Collins sent it to me, then Scotty sent it to me. When Gary sent it to me, I didn't see it. And then Scotty sent it to me. And it was, you probably seen it. It was of the rapper. I don't know who it was, what his name is or anything. And what happened was he went into a bank. And I think it was in Atlanta. I'm not quite sure. Yeah, it was in Atlanta. He went into a bank in Atlanta. And he withdrew $200,000. And he said that he had $1.3 in the bank and he wanted to take out $200,000. Well, as soon as he took out the $200,000, and let me tell you something about that. $200,000 is something that can be easily concealed inside of a bag. And could be, you know, no one would know that you have $200,000. Then all of a sudden he was detained. He was detained by Atlanta PD. And Atlanta PD came and they detained him and they took $100,000 from him and let him keep $100,000 more. And he went on and talked about, you know, what happened, and I guess they told him that there was they thought that he was giving a bad check. Well, let me tell you, when you go to the bank to withdraw cash, you don't use a check, you use ID. He didn't write a check. He even said, if you listen to it, he didn't even listen to what was going on. He wasn't even really conscious of what the hell was going on in that situation. They told him that there had been some bad checks, so that then that's why the police was called. Because they're going to lie and tell you anything. That's not why the police was called. The police was called by the bank themselves. Nobody else in that bank would have known to call the police for anything. Because there was nothing for them to call the police for. When the bank teller hands over the cash, and let me tell you something, when you go up to get $200,000, you don't just wait at the teller to get that cash. You go sit down with the banker. No one else is going to see that transaction. It's going to be concealed from the general banking lobby. So he goes out and he gets detained by Atlanta PD, and they take $100,000. They check him and everything else, run his ID, run him for different things and everything else, and they give him back $100,000. And then he comes up. They said that they didn't know. And they told him, you'll probably get you $100,000 back. You know, it's just a procedural thing. You know, it's understood. We got to make sure, you know, we got to keep everything safe. Right. So they get take $100,000, and he comes up and there's a reporter that there, and he starts talking to the reporter, and he talks to the reporter about some bad checks. The banker had got some bad checks. And then he said, the dude said to him, why didn't you go to a car dealership and write a check? He said, I don't write checks. So you know he didn't go into the bank with no darn check. But this is really what happened. He went into the bank and withdrew $200,000. And what happened was his crime was he took the bank's cash. They don't want you to take $200,000 because that $200,000 is something leveraged. And they don't want a margin call on Monday when the bank opens when the financial market opens. And they didn't want to get hit with a margin call and not have that as leverage for their margin call for their bad investments, the investments that are going bad, via derivatives and so many other things. So when he sat back there with the banker privately, the banker filled everything out, tried to talk him out of it, pretty sure, and asked him what he wanted to do with the money and everything else. And they said, okay, well, we're going to fix this one. There was a SARS report, a suspicious activities report that is filed. They filed a suspicious activities report, gave it up to the bank manager, probably called the regional bank manager, and the regional bank manager said, call the police. Why did they do that? Because these minions don't even know what they're doing. They're just doing what they're told. They don't question it. They just do it in order to keep their good government job or to keep their good job at wherever. They don't question anything. So what do? They put the SARS report on because the bank, not only does the bank teller get in trouble, the bank manager, they can go to jail if they don't put out a SARS report. Because this was all mandated in the expansion of the Patriot Act. NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, the National Defense Authorization Act. Guess what? You're not national. They're defending themselves against you. You're not the nation that they're talking about. They're talking about the continuity of government, maintaining control, maintaining their authority, maintaining their position against all those enemies, foreign and domestic. That's not written for you. It's written against you. So now, the story, the video went on, and he said that they took $100,000. So what happened was they gave him the $200,000. The regional manager told him to call the police, and they called a specific, believe me, they called a specific unit within the police department. It's going to be in the financial crimes, the major financial crimes. Different places call them different things. It's going to be the majors. They call them. They don't call the regular 911. They call the financial detectives. Financial detectives call communications, and communications sent out a car to them. Those individuals that stopped them, they had no clue about what's going on. They just were told to stop them. And the reasons why. They probably told him he was a possible fraud suspect. And then there were notes within that they were told what to do probably. Because they seized $100,000. Those dudes that was out there to stop them, they didn't know nothing about that. They don't do that on their own. Gave them a receipt for it and took it. This is why this is happening. Because they're going to invoke bank bail-in in the future. Whenever, and it's already been stipulated by the 8th Circuit Court in 2010 that you are now classified as an unsecured investor. You are no longer a depositor. Any person that opens up a bank account and puts cash into that bank account, that cash is no longer yours. It's there. And they called the police because he was taking their cash that they couldn't leverage in the market on Monday. and they don't want you to move this because they're so unstable right now. Any bank run will cause them to collapse. And they don't want even a bank jock or too many people coming into the bank. If you listen to the bank, the tellers now, they're asking you, what are you going to do with the money? What's your plan? Because they're trying to discourage you psychologically from withdrawing the cash. They'll even now talk to you, and now they'll even tell you if they'll give you the cash or not. But on his case, this is what they were going to do. They realized that he was someone that possibly could burn through all of the cash. I'll say that again. They realized that he was somebody that was possibly capable of burning through that $1.3 million quickly. This is why they questioned him. What are you going to do with it? And he told them, and they said, all right, well, we're going to have to get him another way. This is what their ploy was. When the police came, they came and detained him and took the $100,000 so that his butt would show up to talk to the detectives. And when he did show up to the detectives, let me tell you what they told him. That's cool. You can do that, but you can never take all your cash out of the bank. Don't go into the bank and try to take all of this out ever again, in so many words. Because if you do, you won't have a career. Now, if he had tried to withdraw all of his money, he would have got arrested. And he would still be in jail right now. He wouldn't have got a bail. There would not have been bail offered to him. Because it would have been a special judge, and the judge would have gave him no bail. They could have put anything on him. They could have said that he was in identity theft. They would have came up with anything. They would have came up with absolutely anything. You wouldn't have heard from this dude. You would not have heard from this dude, because if you try to withdraw all of your cash out of the bank now, you're going to get arrested. But see, most of us don't have enough cash to warrant that. But if a bunch of us, even with a little bit amount that we have, start running to the bank, it collapses the bank. It starts a bank run, and it starts a bank run of the individuals that have a large amount of cash in the bank. And because of you running to the bank, they're going to run to the bank. And this is they want to discourage you from withdrawing from the bank. That's what really happened. And you saw it play out. But see, the one thing is that a lot of us are so naive. We want them to come with a sign that we're arresting him because of NDAA and we're arresting him because of the Patriot Act. We're so inebriated in their glory, in their authority, that unless they come to say, yes, we're actually going to kill you, we won't believe it. Because we don't think for ourselves anymore, because they schooled us to repeat and to stand in line. And this is what really happened in that instance with that young man. And this is something that you're going to see perpetuate itself even further, because there is going to be a banking crisis. They've already established the bail-ins. Poland right now is being attacked by the UK and by Germany. Why? Because they didn't institute the bank bailout mandate on January 1st of 2016. Them and six other countries. This is how wars start. This is how wars go global. This is how war spreads. And this is the facade that they place in front of us, because it gives perfect plausible deniability. They will come up with all of the reasons why they killed Gaddafi, but they won't tell you the real reason. And the only way that you'll know the real reason why they killed these individuals is if you ask the right question. All the evidence is there. And they're going to do you the same way. You're no different than Gaddafi to them, because they realize that if you start to invoke your free will, they lose. And they're going to deter that at the individual level by giving you, making you think and having you trained by other sheeple that are, that work for them and actually, obey their commands. This is why you see these obey and t-shirts and all this other propaganda. It's psychological. It's totally psychological. Because they have these bank bailout laws in place because they're going to use them. They're going to execute them. And when are they going to execute them? Soon. Don't know when. Don't care when. Only thing you need to know is how to prepare for it. So, in that, because we're running out of time, if you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660. Then hit the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61, I'll see you in queue. And, you know, a lot of people were focusing on him. We already know that in that video, but we already know that there's some real economic ignorance because everyone is really economically ignorant today. Because you're not going to give an education to them. The only education that you're going to get is when you step out and try to find out on your own, when you seek it for yourself. The student is the teacher will come when the student is ready. So many of us as students haven't been ready. We wanted to be led, not taught. And that leash that they put on us, we never, ever, ever want to take it back from them. Why? Because of fear. We've never known anything but this. It's a psychological thing. Totally psychological. There isn't anything that we need to fear. We have everything to lose, nothing to gain. By maintaining the status quo. So, we'd love to hear from you guys. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, then hit star 61. So, we want to talk about, and always, but we'll do this exclusively. I promise we'll do it. We will talk about the table of preparedness and what we need to talk about, how to prepare for this. But we're going to talk about, for the rest of the 15 minutes that we have, we're going to talk about some of the things that you need to be doing. Right now, because of the shipping situation that we're in, that the goods aren't going across the country, right now you need to actively have a plan to get the staple goods and the staple necessities that your family needs. However big your family is, you need to actively be getting that. Every person here can do that. You're going to have to come up with a way to do it. Because every person's situation is different. Because once goods go into low demand, the prices will go up and the supply will go down. Now, why is this happening? I've always said deflation before hyperinflation. When the goods aren't traveling, it gives the perfect conditions for hyperinflation to take off. Now there'll be very few goods and a lot of demand for it. And what happens in the basic rules of economics? High supply, low price. Low supply, high price. Supply and demand rules. See, they moved into deflation. Now how to curb deflation? You can see the first signs of curving deflation towards a hyperinflation move is by the ships that are not sailing right now that are full of goods. Commerce is being disrupted. And when commerce is disrupted, when there's no trade across borders, then there's troops that go across them. There's troops and bombs. And you need to prepare for that. You need to look at this for yourself, see it for yourself, and regardless what goes on, regardless that the game is on, regardless that this is on, or regardless that your friend, your girlfriend, your homeboy, your best friend is not preparing, you need to prepare. Regardless of what they're doing, you need to do something different based off of what you know, because you can't say you didn't know any longer. You are responsible for what you know. Make way to get the goods that your family needs. First thing you start with is food and water. And the essential needs that your family has. If you have special needs within your family, you need to garnish those things now. Before everyone else notices, because there's nothing on the shelf. Now, could the ship be on their way to, you know, you need to monitor it to find out. Because one of these things with these people is that they're methodical in nature. If too many people start recognizing that this is the case, they'll put the ships back on. But they're slowly moving on. They'll do it when they're ready. The key is, are you using the time right now for you to be ready? They will move when they're ready. Are you positioning yourself to move when you're ready? And when you need it, that's what it's all about. Get the staple things that you need, food, water, special needs that you have for your home. Do that now. Make the sacrifices now. Whatever it is that you have, you can get rid of and have, get it. And believe me, when you start to do these things, if some friends and family members find out, they're going to look at you differently. They don't know. That's what ignorance does. Ignorance always has a frown face and a scorn, while intelligence asks why. And ask a question. What is it that you're doing? They engage it. Ignorance frowns upon it. Because that's what they do. Expect it. You know your people. You know who to expose different things about your life to. And I would say minimize that as much as you can. Some of the very, very key things about you as a person, guard it. One of the first things that a prince or princess must master before coming a king or queen is they must master the art of being lonely. You have to do that in order to do the best things for yourself, your family, and our people in the culture that we have. To reestablish it to where it should be so that the legacy that we will be a sustainable one. So, if you have things, one of the things that you do, you don't take all of your cash out, especially if you're a person of means. If you have a lot of cash in the bank, do not go to the bank and withdraw hundreds of thousands of dollars. You already know that, but I need to tell you. There are things that you need to do now to protect yourself. One of the things is that you can buy certain things in different ways. You can use your credit card. And believe me, let me tell you something. Cash is the best way to do it because it gives you some anonymity, but you're going to need that for other things. If you start a regimen, this is why it's so important for you to start to prepare early, because when you prepare early, you can start a ritual and a habit that will go under the radar. And this is so important, but it's not where we are now. You need to make men. You need to go and purchase the food that you need and the things that you need. Very easy. That's easy. If you don't have the means to do it, you need to think of the ways that you can do it to get the things that you need, because at some point we waste so much. Whatever it is that you're wasting, you need to stop wasting right away. And every person is different. Every situation is different. But most people are pretty much the same, because that's the economic discipline that has been passed to us. So I know it affects you, because it's affected me, it's affected everybody that I've ever known. You're not excluded. So we got a caller that's in queue. Let's go to this caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? What is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Dave, it's Mel.
Mel, what's going on, brother?
Nothing. I just wanted to chime in real quick. There's like a lot of websites you can go to. Like I think one is beprepared.com or something like that. You know, I was just thinking when you store up your food, you know, they have certain bags and so forth that can preserve.
Mylar bag.
Yes, yes. And then people also need to. You can just go to Walmart or somewhere and get like canning kits. Learn how to can, learn how to preserve, in mason right. jars and so forth. I was just, you know, adding that little tidbit as far as adding shelf life to your food that you stored.
Yes, there's a good post that a person put to RDT, and I'm gonna send it over to Tando. My sister Star did it. Oh, he sent it, I think it was this weekend. I'm gonna put it in RDP on how to do long-term storage of food. And you're absolutely right, bro. You know, canning, one of the things you want to do is get Mylar bags, to preserve, because you want to keep it, the bugs out of it. You want to keep it the right temperature. You want to keep it fresh, keep it out of light. There are different things. I'm gonna post that inside of Canada, and I'm glad you said that to remind me. Because that's what it's all about, man. We got to do this together. And that's a great, great call, because it's so true. There is a way that you need to store food. But the most important thing, as you said right now, is just getting it. Go and getting it. You know, you can get some of this stuff from, you know, from right now. It's such a critical thing in starting for people that haven't started. Just go and do it. Just go and do it. Do if you can, if you only have an extra $50, go put that extra $50 towards food for your family. Then later on this week, we'll talk about, after you get past that, the food aspect, then there's, if you have investment cash is after you take care of the essential staples that you need and the special needs that you may have in your family, then you can move into the investment cash portions of it. And there's some things that you can invest in, but you definitely have to start there. And, you know, we're getting ready to run out of the time for the show, but did you have anything else, Mel, that you wanted to add? Because that was the great, great things that you've added so far.
No, sir, that was it. I just wanted to mention that.
I want to thank you for calling, man, because it's so important that we have these dialogues, because it's, you know, there's things that I'm going to forget, and I'm glad that you said what you said, because it helps me. And I would encourage every person that listens to Tando Radio Show, please call in and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm finding. And it helps everyone else, because, you know, I'm just one person, and it's all about us. It's not about me. It's about us. And I really, really thank you, Mel, because you're sharing. And a lot of people have to get past, because, you know, when you call into a radio show or something like that, a lot of people are intimidated by it. And they say, well, no, they don't need to hear from me. No, we do need to hear from you. You're important, and there's nothing that you need to fear. This is our family. This is what we do, and this is the alliance, and we need to be able to rely on each other. So I just want to thank you for calling me and making that point, because I wasn't going to make that point, and that point needed to be made.
Okay. Each one teach one, brother.
That's it. That's it. All right, now, stay in touch, man.
Will do. Have a good evening.
You too, brother. Give my regards to the family.
Will do.
So true, and I really do appreciate Mel calling, and because it's so important, because each person is going to bring something else in, and I would always encourage you guys to call in to the show, ask the question, or make your comment, because your question is going to help someone, because it's a dynamic question, and your comment is definitely going to help someone, because we're all over, you know, we are all over this country and in different environments and in different needs that we have. So everyone, I would say, focus on getting the food, because this thing with the vessels and the non, with the shortage of movement, I'm sorry, with the non-movement of shipping goods. And that's everything from medicine to food to clothing to oil to anything that you can think of is, you know, that moves on the by ship throughout this world and into this country, into your neighborhood, is not being moved right now. And, you know, within our communities, we're the last ones to have anything, because we don't have the overall infrastructures for commerce outside of the moving of the lines. The commerce lines run right through our backyard, but they don't stop there, because the goods aren't primarily for us. But see, that can play itself into an advantage if we know how to strategically think and position ourselves accordingly, and that's so important. Listen, everyone, I just want to thank you all for listening to today's show. Hope you learned something. Tomorrow we'll be on God Willing Live, and I just want to thank you all once again for listening. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing. And God willing, tomorrow we'll be back with another show. Much love and much respect. Take care.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. And you know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how